Okay, we're gonna do a song. Anybody out there? I'm curious. I can't remember if this is a market or not. Has anybody out there ever heard us on the Bob and Tom radio show? Okay. We do some songs for that show that are based on or inspired by news items. And this song is one of those. It's based actually on an obituary that Storm and I had read.
Like most good humor.
An obituary. This was an 84-year-old professor at Cornell University named Dr. Robert C. Baker. And we had never heard of him before coming across his obituary, but by the time we had finished reading about him, we realized that his accomplishments and contributions to society were so great that he genuinely deserved a song written about him.
He really deserved a song written by someone else.
Yeah. But barring that, we stepped up to the plate. So that's where this one comes from. He, in fact, I should say, he is so deserving that we cannot properly do him justice with only two voices. So if maybe you could do a little encouraging applause, we could coax our good friend Jonathan Colton onto the stage.
Superstar.
After this song, he's going to take that and slay Goliath. I guess that's why they called them beer slingers. Is that the term for a thong?
I'm going to add this to my rider from now on. A black thong hanging from the center microphone for my beer bottle.
Must support one beer.
Must support one beer. It's a beer thong. It's good.
Beer Thong is the name of our metal band that we have.
Our sexy lady metal band.
Yeah.
There's an umlaut over the G.
And the O has a line through it, and there's a Z in there somewhere. I'm not sure where. Okay, this is, come on, some respect, people. This is a song about a dead guy. Rob.
I'm sorry, was that sigh a little too dramatic?
Blowing your nose. I don't think you weren't. Now I've thrown myself off. Just listening to everyone. I'm listening to everyone sweat. Robert C. Baker died on a Monday. I can't stop thinking about that goddamn beer thong.
You're picturing Dr. Baker in that thong, aren't you?
Empty stage, one spot on the microphone with the beer thong, like, in memoriam.
He loved beer and panties.
Next song.
Okay. All right. Get it together, Paul. Okay. Robert C. Baker died on a Monday. We all know his work, although few knew his name. A Cornell professor who taught poultry science, forever enshrined in the Poultry Hall of Fame. 84 years worth of food innovations, chicken dogs, turkey dogs, and turkey ham. But beyond them all stands Baker's greatest creation. For Baker begat chicken nuggets for man. Oh, Nugget Man, oh, Nugget Man, heading on down to that old promised land. Happy the meals all have been since the day that the Nugget Man came our way. Robert C. Baker, way back in the 50s, changed the way children and college kids eat. When he invented a way to get breading to adhere much better to raw chicken meat. His new method led fast food chains in the 80s to develop a new bite-sized snack food. Made from mechanically recovered meat and anti-foaming products. Reconstituted meat slurry and extra chicken skin for its binding properties. Oh, Nugget Man, oh, Nugget Man. Heading on down to that old promised land.
Cuts, feet, and beef still don't get thrown away.
Since the Nugget Man. The colonel has arranged a 21-gun salute. The churches are silent but for Wendy's weeping. And Ronald has hung up his big yellow clown suit. Robert C. Baker's last will was specific that his bones be removed and he be ground up real fine. To place his remains into small cardboard coffins and bury the pieces. Six at a time, everyone! Oh, Nugget Man, oh, Nugget Man, heading on down to that old promised land.
Dipped into his honey mustard-filled brain,
where land the Nugget Man came our way. We're glad the Nugget Man came our way. Nugget Man.
Thank you.